I said, come here and get the gun and shoot that moccasin. And our porch was 6 feet wide, and his head was at that screen door, and his tail was hanging off about that much off of the porch.
That's a lot of snakes.
And he was big as that, and David G. just took the gun, stood in the door of the other room there, and just fired in and just cut his head off. There his head laying, his body just a flopping and going on the porch. I had it scrubbed, he bled so, and shot a hole through the floor, but I didn't care for that if we'd get rid of the snake.
I guess not.
But a little bit more, he would have been in my living room.
Mm.
That learned me to keep my screen doors open.
I guess so. Yeah. Have you ever cared, well, what other kind of snakes besides moccasins do you have here?
Well, now we have a lot of old snakes that are called king snakes, and a lot of people won't kill them. They say they kill other snakes. Now, I don't know.
Hmm.
And I've killed lots of black moccasins in the shower. I killed one day. I saw him under my car. And I knew if I turned to go get a gun or anything, he'd get away from me. And I looked around, and I saw just one of these long-handled shovels standing there, and I just picked it up and just dived it into him. I cut about that much of him off, and the front end of him run, and I never could find him.
Mm.
But several days after that, I smelled him in a bunch of flowers out there in the yard.
Yes, ma'am.
I used to have lots of flowers.
That's mostly what you have is moccasins around here?
Yeah, that's what I've had. Now, I didn't see but one snake in the yard last year, and he was about that long, but I killed him. And the last real big moccasin that I've known anything about being up in here was 2 or 3 years ago. We would come up there on the backyard, a big old padded moccasin.
Did you ever see any rattlesnakes around
here? Now, we saw one. My brother killed a big rattlesnake pilot here one time. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, I got some of that white cane, they call it, grows out there on the backyard. And in the fall, it's up high and has the prettiest tassels in it. And I was going to pull it over and cut me some of them tassels and make a pretty arrangement, put in the church. And had some red spider lilies. They did make up so pretty, put them spider lilies among them, you know. And I've heard rattlesnakes rattle. I have killed rattlesnakes, but I never had killed one here myself. But I had, when I lived in Mount Olive, I just had care of something in my hand to kill snakes with. That was the only place for snakes I ever saw.
Yeah.
And I was pulling that cane over with a rake and catching and cut it with a butcher knife. And all of a sudden I heard a rattlesnake rattle at the root of that cane that I'd pulled over.
Yeah.
And now listen, I was on the other side of it where the stuff was growed up about that thick, weeds and grass and mess. And it didn't take me but just a little bit to get to the path that come into the yard, and I got in here too. But I have felt mean ever since. Why didn't I take a shotgun and go out there and shoot right into the root of that cane there? Might have got him.
Yes, ma'am.
And I never have heard a rattlesnake here no more, nor seen one, but I've always had my eyes out for one ever since then. But now, last summer when we had watermelons out there, 2 or 3 different people saw snakes in them watermelons, mm-hmm. in the watermelon patch.
I don't care much for snakes.
Well, everyone that saw a snake in there quit, never even come back after another melon.
That's one way to keep people out of your melon patch, I reckon.
After he got through hauling what he wanted to sell, he told me he still had some nice